Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information, or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Welcome you to the Morning Cup of Sports here on RadioAFS.com with your host, Farmer and B. Evans. B, man, I cannot stop chewing on myself because I taste like fried chicken.
Good morning, Farmer. Hey, what's up?
Morning, man. Hey, B, I am finger licking good.
I could not help myself.
just put some ranch on me and call me a sandwich.
Oh. Well, last time I heard it wasn't ranch, but it looked never mind. So
what's going on, kid?
Oh man. You know, outside of sports this weekend, it was a short weekend for me. You know, I had to work Saturday, but
right,
which sucked, man, because it was daylight
savings time. I wanted to take a long weekend, right? You know, I wanted to take the long weekend over there in Japan, and I did. And like I said, I taste finger licking good. You know, the colonel at KFC is definitely jealous of my body right now. So coming soon at your local KFC, it's going to be the farmer sandwich.
Oh Jesus, I'm not going to put that in my mouth.
Trust me, it'll squeeze all over, baby. I don't know about you, but when I came back from Japan this weekend, there was about a couple inches of that friendly white shit on my ground outside. And no, it's not that type of friendly. A couple inches of snow here. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to go back to Japan where it's nice and warm and I feel like Godzilla because everyone's so short.
Well, I don't want to hear God, about B. having a long weekend.
And thank God I was the only one on the G6 because the pilot put it on autopilot and came back and be like, where's the bucket of chicken? I looked at him. I'm the bucket of chicken. Get your ass back in the cockpit.
I'm the bucket of chicken. So
he was not happy.
When you went back and you listened to last week's show with me and Big T from the Extreme Sports Show, who had a awesome show last night, by the way, about
they did a bunch
of college review, college basketball, and you know, when you sat back and you listened to this show, I could only imagine the look on your face. But what were the thoughts running through Farmer's head?
Well, one, that was the only time that you could probably ever talk basketball. And it was a good 10-15 minutes of talking basketball, and I'm like, oh my God, fast forward, come on! But I don't know if Big T was ready to go along with your with me being in Japan, though. He seemed a little skeptical. I don't think messery is Big T's forte.
No, I think he kind of was like, okay, this is a different vibe that I ain't used to. You know, my show, we talk strictly sports, and we're on a sports show, and I have no idea what the hell's happening. You know, and I'm like, hey, just go with it, man, because this is what we do. Well, what is
right?
it you guys do exactly? We don't know, but we do it.
It's kind of like a guy shooting off his wiener at a hot dog fight or hot dog hijack, huh?
That's right. A 19-year-old man. Listen to this, people. A 19-year-old man shot himself in the penis after holding up a Southside hot dog stand Tuesday and won't be going home when he's released from the hospital. Said he's recovered from his injuries at the hospital. And
I wonder if there's going to be a penis-shaped waffle over there in Bangkok that's actually a little bit more penis-shaped.
Maybe it'll have a hole that goes through it, too, in you know, in remembrance of this young dumbass.
Right.
So apparently he had been, he'd stolen a wallet from a couple different guys and a 38 caliber pistol that he used to, apparently he couldn't afford that transgender surgery, so he decided to just shoot it off. Said, fuck it, why not, right?
I don't need this thing anymore. No one touches it besides me, and I'm kind of bored with it.
You know, we know trigger discipline's a major problem with people, but I'd have to say it's probably not as stupid as people either smoking scorpions to get high, you know, from the toxins that are found in their venom and stuff. So they smoke that to get high. Or my favorite. Now, Farmer, I know you would have thought it was something completely different, but a German man calls the police because he found what he thought was a World War II bomb in his garden. Now, this 81-year-old man apparently didn't see that this was a 16-inch long zucchini.
Well, you know all about 16-inch long zucchinis now, don't you?
Shit. You know what? I'm going to leave that one alone. I walked into that one. I walked into that one.
When you were telling me this story, you know, in the green room before we go, I'm like, oh, please, for the love of everything holy and everything fried chicken, let this story come up. Please let this story come up. And you know what? You walked right on in. And then you backed up and you walked right on in again. I'm like, oh, just keep on going here.
Oh. I'm over you. Stop talking to
already?
Me.
Already? That's 10 minutes into the show. That has to be like a new record for me. But, you know, I do have the balls to say what people want to say.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Why not? Here, come here. Smell my arm. I smell like chicken.
No. No.
Come here and smell me. Come on.
Get away from me.
Okay. You know.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
Yep, that's me. So B, what did you think of your new shirt? Hot off the press.
I like it. I like it. We're actually working on making you a new one though. It's just a plain white shirt, but it's got nipple mm-hmm. clamps printed on the front of it, so it kind of looked narrow.
Yes. I know, right? Hey, different strokes for different folks, and then people can play with it. And I'll be like, oh yeah, there it is. Yes. Do I still smell like chicken? I don't. I gotta go back to Japan and rebomb myself. And you thought I was going to be mad about that, where actually I like fried chicken, I like malt liquor, and I like BET. So to go along with that, and then me smelling like fried chicken. Don't look out the window right now, B. Don't do it. Don't look out there. Just shoo them away.
Oh my god. Oh jeez. So did you see Roger Goodell is they're gonna be going through searching his emails and his phone and you know, checking his phone records and text messages and all that shit. He's getting deposed.
No, for
Colin Kaepernick's lawsuit.
And I wasn't going to say his name. But, yeah, I did. I did see that. I did also see that Jerry Jones and who else? Dumb York, yes.
Yes, and, the penis that runs the 49ers organization.
Right, yeah, him. And also the Houston Texans coach. Where let's break this down. And, ladies and gentlemen, 13 minutes into the show, we are now going to talk a little sports. And it's Colin Kaepernick, so it's not much sports. It's not
just
much.
A little sports.
Not a lot, because I know you guys don't tune in this show for your sports, because if you did, I'm sorry. Let's see. Dallas Cowboys. They have Dak Prescott. Don't really need a quarterback. And their backup quarterback is a awesome quarterback, Kellen Moore, from Boise State. Not going to replace Kellen Moore. Sorry, Colin. Okay, now let's go to the Houston Texans. They get rid of $100 million Brock Osweiler to the Browns, and then they pick up a phenomenal, phenomenal kid.
Yes, they did.
What's his name? Besides torn MCL or ACL? So
you can get it. Come on now.
Watson. Ben and Watson.
Yes, Deshaun Watson.
There it is. I was just going into my spy mode there for a minute, but you kind of beat me to it. so they have Deshaun Watson, and then they have subpar or whatever second-string quarterback. So, Colin, you're really not needed there either. And then last but not least, the last one that I read or that I saw, yeah, Farmer Reads, and mostly I look at pitchers, okay? So the last pitcher that I saw was
ones that are audible and move.
And I know, right?
Cartoons, to be more specific.
You would look really, really good smelling as fried chicken. But anyway, the last but not least the one and the only Robert Cheese Kraft. Now, let's think about this long and non-hard like the hot dog band. Okay? Robert Kraft has who? Tom Brady. And at that time, he...
Which is funny that you bring that up.
Time, hold on, B. Hold on. Then at that time, they had Jimmy Snopalopoulos, or Jimmy Garoppolo. And there is no way in HE double hockey sticks that Robert Kraft was even going to entertain the signing of Colin, no seeing his receiver, Kaepernick. So Colin Kaepernick is going after. Let's dial this in here a little bit. Colin Kaepernick is going after the two most powerful men in the NFL, such as a Jerry Jones and a Robert the Cheese Kraft. And B, there is one man to sue the NFL. Do you know who that man is?
The one man to sue the NFL. And you talking about and actually
and win.
One?
And win.
Oh, that was the hold on. Do not tell me that because I know.
All right. Do you need to smell my chicken first or you got this? I'll hug you.
No, stop. Do not tell me. Damn it. Who was it?
You got Google. If I see your fingers typing, don't do it.
I'm trying to remember. Hold on. Ooh, I know who it is.
Okay.
It's our commander in chief.
Oh.
Donald Trump sued
the
NFL and won.
Okay. I wish I had a gong button. Because the only person to win and beat the NFL that has played or in the NFL.
Oh, you didn't say you just said who actually sued the NFL and won. You didn't say who played or anything like that. Donald Trump did actually sue the NFL and won, but
okay,
right. It wasn't anything to be no. You know, I mean, he won, but it was an embarrassment.
Right. So. Now,
so there was
the,
two then.
Okay. Anyway. The one, the only, and the dead, Al Davis.
Okay, but there were still two then.
All right. If you want to argue semantics.
Hey. Your question was misleading because Donald Trump did sue the NFL.
All right, I didn't know about
and
that
won.
One. Kind of like you didn't know about Al Davis. So there you go.
Well, you also said that the two most powerful men in the NFL are getting sued, but you also left out Roger Goodell, so there's three.
Hey, he's not real. Well, owners there, J-Wad. Go,
hey.
You know what? I'm sick of you. Hey, this is 19 minutes of the show, and I'm already sick of you. Go kick rock.
He's still one of the most powerful men. Now, I guess you could call him number two, considering, you know, he's underneath the Patriots organization. Literally, under their desk.
Hey, did you see that big rock over there? Did you see that really big rock? It's taller than both you and I. Go kick it. And see if you can move it. I mean wind up on it. Wind up on baby and give it a good swift kick.
You know, you mentioned Tom Brady earlier, and... You know, we got Jimmy Garoppolo that came to the 49ers and all that.
Garoppolo, yes.
Right. What was really funny about it, though, was before that trade took place, about how John Lynch actually asked Bill Belichick if he'd be willing to trade Tom Brady in earlier this midseason. Like, of course the answer was no. Like, what the fuck? Why would you even remotely consider or even try to entertain the idea of asking if they would trade Tom Brady? Now, granted, yes, Tom Brady grew up rooting for the 49ers. He was a 49er fan. He was a huge Joe Montana fan. We've seen that, which is probably why he wears the number 12. But Do you really think that you would that a team would trade Tom Brady to you? No.
Well, B, here, hold on. I commend John Lynch for asking, because if you never ask, you never know. It's kind of like that really, really hot chick, you know, you see at the bar or at work, and you're like, dang, how you? And if you never ask her how she's doing, or would you go have a beer with me, or will you go to the prom with me, or anything else like that, if you don't ask, you don't know what the answer is.
Well, you're right about that, but, you know, I mean, and I give him respect for asking, but it was just funny because, like, you you knew the answer. Okay, they're not going to give up Tom Brady. I mean,
you don't
and
know
in all
answer.
Honesty, how many you years, before, how much longer does Tom Brady really have before he's gone?
20 years.
Oh, you think he's going to pull a Brett Favre?
I think he's the second coming of Brett Favre.
I don't know, man. I don't know if he's going to stick around that long.
Well, for our sake, I hope he doesn't, but I think he will. And so here I think we actually have the phone call of that conversation.
Of?
Hey, Bill.
Which conversation?
Hey, Bill, this is John Lynch here. Yeah, man, you know, I was looking here at your roster, and it looks like you've done really well with this one quarterback, and right now I am 0-7, 0-8, and I could really use a turnaround, a real pick-me-up kind of kid, and he's from the Bay. I know he still has a house over here. So how about we trade C.J. Beathard, and that's all you get, and maybe a number two draft pick for your one and only Tom Brady. Okay, deal. I will be looking forward to him in training camp here within a day. Thanks. That's how John Lynch approached it.
All right, so here's a question for you.
Okay.
Adam Vinatieri has 2,438 points as of right now. He is the second most career points in NFL history, trailing the great Morton Anderson by 107 points.
Okay. Is there a field goal worth 107 points?
No, but my thing is I don't think Adam Vinatieri is going to pass that because, well, Adam Vinatieri has been around for a while.
Yes, he has.
And I don't think that's a long way to go.
Not really. It's only 107 kicks.
Well, not exactly. I mean, if you count field goals too.
So why are you trying to rain on his parade, B? I just don't get it.
I'm not raining
to
on
go
his
pound
parade.
Sand here today too. You're gonna go kick rocks and you're gonna go pound some sand.
I'm not raining on his parade. I'm just being realistic. This guy's been in the league since, what, 1995, 96?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been in 11 years.
Why are you being a Debbie Downer?
No, I'm being realistic. What's the average expectancy of an NFL kicker?
80 years, because they never get touched.
Well,
you love today, I know it, but that's okay.
I'm just saying, the average life expectancy of an NFL kicker is what?
Uh-huh. I'm going to go 15 years. Am I right?
Well, what I'm finding here.
Oh, so you don't even know the answer. You're being Captain Google.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm actually looking this answer up because I'm finding a couple different answers here. But we're finding the average NFL player's career lasts three and a half years. A kicker's can much last much longer. Blah, blah, blah. They're saying on average about 8 years. Now,
kicker?
Kickers on average are running about 8 years. But then you got to think, I mean, there's a lot of kickers that, you know, I mean, if you average them out, then yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, we've seen a lot of, we've seen kickers stay in for a lot longer. Do what?
Right. Well, I know it makes sense because I said it.
So, you know, it's kind of like, will he pass Morton Anderson?
Yes.
Now, if you go based off of field goals alone, then you're looking at 35 and a half field goals. Just three-pointers. Just three-point field goals. You're looking at, you have to score 36 field goals. So, realistically, on field goals, yes, that's possible. Are the Colts going to score enough? Are the Colts going to score 107 touchdowns in the next couple years for him to pass that? Probably not.
And you are a Debbie Downer today, aren't you? Why are you so negative today?
No, I'm not being negative. I'm being realistic, man.
No, you're... Are you jealous that I didn't invite you?
All right.
Are you just jealous that I didn't invite you, B, to Japan with me to become smelling like fried chicken? Is that what
this
is about today?
I am a little upset about that, yes. I am a little upset that I wasn't invited to the fried chicken bath bomb.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
That was a little upsetting.
And my G6 was full.
Not as upsetting. It was not as upsetting as the Philadelphia Eagles running out of fireworks for celebrations. Because, you know, the Broncos were probably shitty about that. I know they were happy they ran out. I mean, celebratory fireworks after every touchdown gets to the point where they run out of touchdown fireworks. Come on, man. That's some messed up stuff. Did you see that game?
No.
You didn't see the game? Did you hear about it?
Right now I did, but other than that, no.
Oh, man, the Eagles versus Broncos game was ridiculous. Dude, the scoreboard does not say enough, okay? They get beat. The Broncos got beat 23-51, okay? And
Sounds like a good ass-kicking, B.
It was bad, dude. It was rough for them. You know, the only reason they got lucky, they scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Other than that,
that came from mercy touchdown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Those came in the fourth quarter. Outside of that, they didn't do shit the whole game. And I think honestly, it's probably the Eagles were probably just tired. It's like, you know what? It's a mercy win. It's a mercy touchdown for you. Here you go. We feel so bad for you. We're going to let you just walk this on into the end zone. Here you go.
Well, yeah, I know. It's crazy. You know?
Oh, man.
I don't understand it, man.
They ran out of fireworks for celebration.
I'm not quite sold on the Eagles.
No.
Who have they really beaten? Who have they really beaten, B?
Well, I don't really know because I don't keep up with the Eagles. I mean, I guess I could look at their schedule and see.
Well, there you – look at you being Captain Google again.
I didn't say Google. Well,
OB, you know I love you.
They did barely get by the win with the Dolphins.
Right.
I mean, they barely beat them. They only won there by 7 points. Same thing with the Jets. Well, they actually got beat by the Jets.
Right.
Well, you got to think they've played the Chiefs, but they lost there. They barely beat the Giants. They barely beat the Chargers. They walked all over the Cardinals.
Right?
So, and then they come out and they walk all over the Broncos 51-23 yesterday.
Right.
Now, upcoming games, they've got the Cowboys, which who's seen them beating the Chiefs?
I didn't, man. That was definitely a shocker for me.
Yeah, well, it was a shocker that the Niners got spanked so bad against the Cowboys too. That was unexpected.
Right?
But they play the Raiders later this year. So they actually play them on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that'd be, you know, that's going to be a game for them to – I don't know if they'll be able to win that one.
You're right. You know, and I can already hear the Eagle – what do they call themselves? Nation Retardians? Eagle Fly, or whatever their moniker is. I can already hear them saying, Farmer, you're just salty. You're salty that your San Francisco 49ers haven't won a game, and my Eagles are like 8-1.
Next. Now, I'm going to guess that you're talking about Nick from Political BS, right?
Well, I'm talking about Nick. I'm talking about all the other Eagle fans that listen to the show. So, and this is what they're probably thinking. Farmer, we can't pick our schedule. We don't get to pick who we play. Valid. I give you that one. That's about all that I'll give you. And, you know, congratulations on being the second coming of the Carolina Panthers. Have a good day.
I see that being accurate.
Yeah, me too. Mark my words right now, B. Just chop them up. It will be the Philadelphia No Brotherly Love Eagles City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
So it's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Yep.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I seriously thought it was going to be the Texans until Deshaun Watson tore his ACL.
Right.
Well,
conspiracy. If I was a gambling man, I would say the Texans, because Houston's pretty close, or Dallas, or wherever that shit star plays is still pretty close to Houston. Let's put my finger on this one here a little bit. So, for my conspiracy theories, it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys against the Kansas City Chiefs. But if the NFL isn't rigged, it will be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs will be putting a few more eagle feathers in their headdress.
Nice. You might
and
be
that's
right.
That's not racist, trust me.
Oh, I know.
Okay. All right. Glad somebody.
Hey, by the way,
right. What?
Discount Peyton Manning became the seventh quarterback in NFL history to pass for 50,000 yards yesterday. Discount Peyton Manning.
Oh,
Eli Manning.
Gotcha. You had me thrown off there for a minute, B.
I knew it would.
Like, what?
Listen
to me here.
And also, I just want to say that if you play fantasy football and you don't have T.Y. Hilton on your team, man, I bet you're hating life right now. Because that dude, you got 30 points off the guy just yesterday alone.
Right.
Five catches, 175 yards, and two touchdowns. Yeah. 30 points for the Fantasy Football League for T.Y. Hilton. So, you know, and that's one thing I never got into. You know that
fantasy
I
football?
Never really. Yeah.
I like fantasy football, bro.
Well, I started to get into it one year. And then we started, like, we had to work. They switched it till it was like 7 days a week. And I never had time to keep up on that. I was just like, you know what? I give up. And I honestly just never went back.
So what you're telling me is you're a quitter.
I don't like that tone, sir.
Well, you know, when it's way too early for this shit, my tone's going to change every now and then.
So, oh, man.
I love you, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. So anyways, I'm just, you know, I seen something sad and depressing the other day, this weekend.
You look at yourself in the mirror?
No, that was even more depressing, was I got out of the shower and seen the full-size mirror. I saw
well,
a picture.
You start hanging around with Farmer. You're starting to look, get a little Farmer bod.
Now I saw a picture of Navarro Bowman in the Oakland Raiders locker room or Las Vegas Raiders locker room.
Right.
It was sad. It was really sad. But without further ado, Mr. Farmer. Without further ado, we have two-time world champion boxer, the real million-dollar baby, the awesome, wonderful Maureen Shea on the line, sir.
Oh, wow. We have must have graduated to the big Maureen Shea calling here on your morning cup of sports.
Good morning, Maureen. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. How are you guys?
Oh, doing great.
Miss Maureen, how you doing? It's Farmer.
Hey, Farmer, how are you?
Man, girl, it's been a minute since we've chopped it up.
I know. Oh, my God, yeah. A lot's been going on.
Say,
all good stuff.
I want to say the last time we talked was the last time you fought in L.A. and you rocked and you wore a Paso Garage.
Yeah.
I call them a hoodie, and I'm sorry, I don't know the,
the
official,
robe.
But,
robe.
There you go. So, when, B. Evans told me the one and the only million-dollar baby was calling, I'm like, man, I haven't talked to her since, it's been a few years, you know, you're doing your thing, and I'm doing mine, and I saw that you had a fight this weekend.
I did. So, I had fought, so after that fight, what happened with that fight? I don't know if you knew, but it was to a draw, and we wanted
right.
the immediate rematch, and then they didn't want to grant us the immediate rematch. They wanted to wait 6 months, which is allowed to wait 6 months to grant it. So I went and fought in December to stay busy because I didn't want to wait and do nothing for 6 months. I want to stay active. So I took a fight in December, and I fought, and I got an injury. So then I couldn't make the rematch, and I had to have surgery. And I'm fine now, but I had to go through the process of everything and healing and stuff, which is why I've been out. I was out for 2 years. So, you know, a lot of people didn't know that. Like, did you retire? Because I didn't really make everything known. You know, to me, it's like, it's really nobody's business. I got to do what I got to do. And people that know me, and when I say I'll be back to fight, they're either going to believe me or they're not. But a lot of people, you know, they make their own assumptions that they're like, oh, she's not coming back. She's due because I was doing all these other things. But I'm like, well, that's what I do, you know. But it's okay. I don't do this for anybody but myself. But my fans
right.
who knew I was coming back, and they knew, and they know when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And so I fought for the first time on Saturday. I went to Tijuana and fought for the first time in 2 years, and I have a new team now. You know, I was training at Knuckleheads before, and I loved Haas, Joseph Janik. They're great, great people. But I just knew it was time for me. I needed a change. You know, I needed something
right.
for myself. I just felt like I wasn't growing. And I've been here before, you know, it's nothing, it's not And people don't understand this. I want to explain this. Like, people don't understand, like, it's not, you know, it's something personal. And you have to know yourself as an athlete to know where you're at. And you have to look at all angles. And I had to do that. And I mean, it was a new environment. Because sometimes, you know, there's a quote about a flower. When the flower isn't blooming, it's, sometimes it's not because of the flower. It's because of the environment the flower is in. The soil,
right.
The weather.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to be moved and replanted. And I love that because it's true. It's life. And that's exactly
so
what I did.
So who are you training with now? Or is that not public knowledge?
Oh, no, it is. I'm training. No, I am. Okay. I'm training actually with Vasily Lomachenko's gym. I train with his strength and conditioning coach. And I train with Cecilio Flores. And Adam Flores is Cecilio's brother, who was a former heavyweight boxer out of Oxnard and an All-American wrestler. I mean, a phenomenal athlete in person. He's my boxing coach. Cecilio's my strength coach. And Roger Romo assists Cecilio in strength and conditioning and Adam with boxing. And Roger is also – he fought. He actually trained with Adam, trained Roger, and Roger is also Fernando Vargas' brother. So, and I've trained with a bunch of Olympians from Uzbekistan, from Kazakhstan, from Ukraine. You know, Kovalev's there training with us. So I did strength training last week before my fight with Kovalev. We train as a team when it comes to our runs and our strength and conditioning. I ran Arroyo Verde over here at Park with Vasily Lomachenko twice. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, who better? For me, I'm inspired to be training with these people, you know, and it's awesome.
Oh, most definitely. I saw your weigh-in photos, and I'm like, there is no way this woman has been non-boxing for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because if I wasn't boxing for 2 years, I definitely wouldn't look like that. Yeah, I would definitely,
you know,
be,
yeah,
like five of them.
Well, see, people don't understand that. Like, this is my life. This is my lifestyle.
Right.
So no matter what, even when I retire, I'm still going to be fit because that's who I am, you know, and that's why people don't, like, people would say to me, like, oh, well, what do? I don't – my weight doesn't fluctuate. I don't go up and down. I was walking around. The highest weight that I got was, like, 132, you know, maybe 134. I fight at 122, but I was holding, like, 127. When I went in for surgery, I got myself in fighting shape before surgery because I wanted to maintain my body as healthy as I could. And I actually – after the surgery, after I was able to start being more active for 3 months, I was kind of out. I couldn't really do much.
Right.
I only gained 1% body fat, and I only gained 4 pounds. So I only went up to 128 pounds. So it was like people are like you can control and manipulate your body, but you got to understand it. You got to have the discipline to do and the focus to do what you want. But that's okay. You know, some people don't want to do it. But I'm like, if you want to do it, you can. But you got to choose to do it. So, you know, for me, I've been active. I've been training. I was out in Florida training at Jamil McClain's gym. And I trained out there with some – I mean, I was around Durrell Brothers with Andre and Anthony Durrell were training out there for their fights, and I was out there training. And, you know, I was training with – I had a great trainer out there, Gil Gastelum, who's actually training Luis Arias alongside John David Jackson for the Danny Jacobs fight, which is this coming weekend. So I've been around, and I work with John David Jackson a little bit out there. So I've been – doing my thing and working with different coaches. But then when I came back here, I knew that I needed to get myself in a camp, and I knew who I wanted. And then when I reached out to Cecilio, because I'm like, well, crap, I love Vasily Lomachenko. You know, I admire him. I look at his work ethic, his style, everything. I love his athleticism. So his strength coach, Cecilio, follows me on Instagram. I said, well, let me reach out to him and see, you know, if I could pick his brain. And I reached out to him, and I didn't know if he was going to, because, you know, some trainers are reluctant to train females. Number one, because of the way that the boxing is. Number two, because we don't get paid what the guys get paid. So I didn't know what he was going to say, but I was like, hey, worst he's going to say is no. So I reached out to him. He's like, okay, let's have a meeting. We had a meeting. And he was like, are you looking for a boxing coach as well? And I was like, yeah, I am. And he's like, I'd like you to meet my brother. And I met Adam, and within, like, after two training sessions with Adam, I knew right away that, you know, this is the guy that I want to train with. He knew my brain. Because, I mean, you know, Farmer, and I think Brian has an idea. My brain works at a warp speed. It's kind of insane.
Yes, it does.
And people,
people
are like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
your
and that's
brain,
actually, you know.
Go ahead. Your brain is a lot like a good friend of mine and a very good friend of yours, Anthony Passo. So I get how your brain works. And, you know, Brian, take it from a two-time world champion. If you don't ask, you will never know. So, B, if there's somebody that you need to ask out on a date or a job promotion, just go ask. Because if Maureen can do it, John Lynch can do it, you can do it.
You know what's funny? It's so funny you say that because I wish more guys would ask girls out on dates when they're intimidated, because that's what I have a problem with. I'm like, Jesus, these people don't, I meet guys and they seem like they like me, but they don't ask me out. And I'm like,
they're afraid you're
going to
knock them out.
That's the thing. Like, I've had guys that have been like, well, they're intimidated.
You.
I'm like, damn it, but I want, you know, it'd be nice to go on a date. You know what I mean? I'm like, geez, you know, and some of these guys that I meet, I'm like, wow, they're really nice. But then they have this idea of me, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to be, I mean, I'm not that I'm like flirting because I'm not like that, but I'm like, just be confident enough to ask me. You know, what's the worst I'm going to say? No. But they don't freaking ask, so I become dateless. So, yes, I agree. Any guys out there that are afraid to ask the question, just ask.
Well, Maureen, no, I'm going to say, if there's any guys out there that want to date Maureen Shea, you got to go through the Morning Cup of Sports and Farmer, B. Evans, and I'll even put Tasso in this. You got to pass the three boys to even think about going out with Maureen
Shea. I love it. I don't mind screeners. I'll take you guys screening them for me. I don't mind that. That is so funny. You guys are great.
Send them my way, and I will make sure that they're definitely worthy of you.
Thank you. Well, so
you're
yeah.
Welcome.
So I mean, this is where I'm at now, and I'm, you know, like I said in the second training session, Adam was like, "You're on mile 23 right now," and I was like, "Oh my God, he understands my brain," and that was it. You know, and so we've been training together
fight?
Now for 5 months. Right now we're scheduled to fight December
fight?
December 1st. December 1st, it looks like El Paso, Texas. So we're just waiting. I'm just, you know, they're working on the opponent right now and everything. I think they have the opponent. I haven't spoken to my manager. They kind of keep me focused on one fight at a time. So,
right.
You know, being that I just fought in Tijuana on Saturday. They're like, okay, so now, you know, I just want to stay active because I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for a good run.
Awesome.
Well, yeah.
I'm ready to be watching that good run.
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this fight, and that was the hard part. This fight wasn't televised or live streamed. It was in Tijuana, and it was not a big card, but it was just, you know, there was a lot of fights, and it was, yeah. And I only had my coaches out there with me, so it's not like I wasn't going to give somebody in the crowd my phone to live stream it. So we, you know, just get it done. I'm sure there may be video. I got to see if there's any video out on it. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm back in there. I felt amazing. Everything felt 100%. My working with my coaches, my style, my body, my mind, everything was sharp. I didn't feel ring rust. You know, people talk about ring rust, and I'm like, I didn't feel it at all. I just felt very focused and ready and like I was supposed to be there.
You know, I'm not a boxer. I wrestled and everything else like that. But I guess in my eyes, ring rust is mental. If you're not mentally
100%.
Ready for it, you know, if you're not mentally ready to step into the ring, step on the football field or whatever type of rust you have, you're not going to be ready for it just in general. Where you, on the other hand, were like, well, hey, this is my life. This is my style. This is my passion, my career. I'm not going to let this affect me.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. That's pretty much what it was. And I never understood ring rust because I've had lapses in my career, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm like, what am I going to do? I mean, to me, it's like, you know, it was funny. We drove home from Tijuana right after the fight, after we ate some amazing tacos in Tijuana, that were just like, we were like, oh my God, me and my coaches, like, we literally pulled over because there's like this strip of taco stands, and we pulled over and we just like eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and we were just like inhaling tacos, and I was like, oh my God, this is like the best thing I've ever eaten, and we would just look like savages sitting there just eating tacos. It was so funny. But then we drove across the, like, people would not even believe, because people hear, like, you're fighting in Tijuana. I'm like, yeah, it's like my second home. I fought there 5 times already. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Mexico's awesome. You know, people don't realize that. You know, it's so funny.
Like,
I'm
gonna go back.
Exactly. Yeah, right? And I you know, I just like even the locker room and seeing other female fighters, I met this young girl, she's 17 years old and she's boxing and she's, I mean, she's beautiful girl, just had a baby. I mean, the life of a female boxer in Mexico is very different. And you know, I respect these women so much. And they're just so, I mean, they're really awesome. It's awesome to connect with them because I speak fluent Spanish, you know, being half Mexican myself. And, you know, it was just really nice. And, you know, it's just an experience. And it's a great experience. And I'm grateful for it. But we have a lot of fun out there.
Did this nice, lovely 17-year-old, after you told her who you were, did she know who you were?
Yeah, it was actually funny. Her coach, we were at the weigh-ins. And because my hair's short now, and I had long hair, and then I had my hair was red. So the coach was sitting there, and we were just kind of talking. He's like, oh, do you fight? And I had my hoodie on, and I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, you're fighting tonight? You're fighting on the card? I'm like, yeah. And, you know, because I don't act like, oh, you know who I am. Like, I don't care. You know, I'm a person.
Right.
So we're just talking, and then he's like, wait, what's your name? I said, Maureen Shea. He goes, you worked in that movie. I said, Million Dollar Baby. He goes, yes, yes. And he got excited, and he told them the young girl knew, and then we took pictures. I'm going to post the pictures with them. I'm actually going to post them today. I didn't want to, like, overdo it with the pictures. But, yeah, we took pictures together, and it was awesome. He knew who I was after that. People in Mexico know who I am. But when I went up to the scale, they didn't say the real Million Dollar Baby. Because, you know, to be honest, and I'll say this to you guys, too, because I'm kind of looking for a new name. Because I feel like I'm reinvented. And I don't feel like I'm the real Million Dollar Baby anymore. I feel like there's something new to me now, so I want to fight with a new name. And I don't know what it's going to be.
The real Million Dollar Woman.
Well, you want to hear something funny. One of the guys at the gym, they were playing around when I was sparring with one of the guys. And the coach was like, yeah, I told him. He's like, you know, she's a girl, but, you know, she don't fight like a girl. And I looked at him. I was like, no, you're right. I don't fight like a girl. I fight like a woman. And he looked at me like, whoa. I was like, yeah. I'm like, because, you know, guys, it's funny. They always say, like, you don't fight like a girl. And I'm like, that's actually – women actually know how to fight now. So it's like – so I'll take the girl comment. I'm like, you're right. I don't fight like a girl. I fight like a woman. And then they trip out. But one of the other guys – it's so funny because he's from – I think he's from Uzbekistan. Faz, he's the gold medalist, 135 gold medalist last year. And he were at the gym before my fight when I was leaving for TJ, and Roger's like telling him, oh yeah, Maureen's fighting this weekend. He goes, oh, Maureen, you ready? You're strong. Like, you know, his accent. He's like, oh, you're strong. He's like, you're like man. He goes, no, you're woman, but in the ring, you're man. And it's so funny because the way that they accent and the language barrier, and I'm like, and he's like, then Roger was like, ah, Zoe, no, it's okay. I'm like, Faz, I understand. I'll take that from you. I appreciate that. But it was so funny. I was so funny because I love those guys because they all speak Russian. You know, they don't speak English, but they're just
right.
I mean, they try, but they're such good. They're good guys, and I love it because there is a language barrier, but the respect is there. The mutual respect is there. I respect them. They play around with me, but I know they've never trained around a female like me. Number one, it's different back there. And number two, there's nobody out there like me. So they kind of trip out because they're just like, you know, my personality, just the way that I am. And I know that they trip out because when I'm training, I'm like an animal. Like, I'll outwork the crap out of you. I don't care who you are. I don't care. I was trying to outwork Kovalev. I don't care. You know,
I've seen the videos.
I'll try to outwork him.
I've seen the videos of you training, and I'm just like, damn, I think I felt like I needed, like, a moment. I needed to stop and take a break after watching you work out. I was like, nope, I'm good.
That's awesome. Well, that's my energy level, too.
Oh, man. That's funny. So, y'all heard it. She's looking for a new name. Send us your ideas, and we'll be more than happy to pass them on to her. Shoot us a message, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Hit us up, and you could be the winner. But now, Maureen, I'm wondering here, you mentioned, you know, your love of tacos earlier. Farmer's been on a new kick as of this weekend.
Really? Tell me about that.
Maureen knows better there, B. Evans. Let's not get Maureen Shea involved in the Morning Cup of Sports Mastery. She has known me for quite some time. She might believe you just based on the hooligans that known of Anthony Paso, but, oh, boy. All right. Go ahead, B.
Farmer has taken a liking to fried chicken.
really? Is this a new adventure?
Well, KFC in Japan has released bath bombs that make you smell like fried chicken, and it turns your bath water a color to look like used cooking oil.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. Now, I want to try one of these, but it's supposed to make you smell like fried chicken. Well, you know.
I don't. That's disturbing. I mean, Farmer, do you want to try this? Are you looking to venture into this area? Are you just liking the fried chicken, or do you want to bathe in this this scent?
Well, you know, I know I'm finger licking good, but I definitely want to taste finger licking good also.
I could see you, Farmer, sitting in your office at work after having a nice bath bomb breakfast. And
oh
then you're
God.
Sitting
I
there.
I Google this. Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. And somebody, if you want, I'll send you the link. I'll send
yes,
you the
please.
Link.
I'm so, oh my gosh, that is freaking awesome.
I will do that. And I could see Farmer though taking a bath bomb, you know, bath, and then going to work, and somebody walk into his office, and he's sitting there like licking on his arm or his shoulder or something. Just.
Oh my God!
Smelling that fried chicken all day.
Trust me, I would be low calorie. You know, you wouldn't gain a lot of weight.
Oh my gosh!
But yes, that's actually a real thing.
But to me, you're saying it all wrong. I would put it in my hot tub so I could be, you know, definitely. It would look like I'm fried chicken instead of grilled chicken.
Oh my gosh.
See,
you know, I was in Mexico, and we drove by Kentucky Fried Chicken, like KFC, and I'm like, I used to love that stuff when I was a kid. Like, my mom, we weren't big with fast food. Like, my parents did not like us to eat out. My dad was more the conservative type where he was like, you know, don't waste the money on food. You can eat what we have here. And then my mom, you know, she was like, well, you know, she was more of the health conscious one, like for the health reasons, because my dad ate it anyway. But, you know, she was like, oh, you don't want to eat that. But I remember, like, I would get a treat and have KFC. Man, I loved it. I mean, it was. I liked the skin more than I liked it. It was all skin and no chicken. Remember that? Like you eat, or even now, I don't know if it's still the same, but like it's all the fried. I love the fried
yes.
skin.
I know.
And I didn't even eat the chicken. I just would dip the fried skin in like honey mustard and eat it.
Yep.
I remember that's that. And so you know, I do it too. I peeled the skin off. I love the skin of the chicken.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that, obviously. I mean, I don't know. My palate's definitely changed over the years. But, and I'm not big. It's funny. My coach will always say, he's a heavyweight. Adam's a heavyweight. He fought heavyweight. He never had to make weight. So, but I don't struggle to make weight. So, like, we would literally, and then I train one of my teammates as a heavyweight. So they're having full-on conversations about food in the gym, and I'm just sitting there, and they're talking to me about it. I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of making weight. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't care, though. But so I'm like, yeah, thanks, guys. Let's talk about all this while I'm making weight. And they just start laughing because they forget because they're two heavyweights, you know, and then they're talking how they don't have to make weight. But they're both 6'3". They're huge. You know, the two of them. And I'm just standing there, like, just looking at them. I look like a midget. Even with Roger. Roger's tall, too. I think Roger's, like, 6'1". And I'm between them. I actually have a picture on my Instagram that I posted after I got my hair done. I don't know if you guys saw it, but I have a, you know, I wear my do-rag after I get my hair braided. And I look like I got sequestered like that. They're standing next to me, and they're smiling, and I'm standing there with my do-rag and my Ray-Bans on. I have a serious face, and I'm just standing there. And I look like I got kidnapped in Mexico. It's awesome.
I want to
look like a damn victim. You got to see it. I got to. I don't. It's on my Instagram. If you go on my Instagram, it's there. It's so all funny. Right. I have a red do-rag and some. It's funny. And I didn't even think about it. They look at you, Marie. You look like you're getting sequestered. Look at you're getting kidnapped. And I'm like, it was funny. And I posted it.
Nice. It's always fun to talk with Mo here. I've missed you. You know, I know you've been training,
aww,
doing your thing, and you know, you will definitely have to keep myself and Deer and let us know where you're going to be fighting, and the network here at Radio AFS will help promote it like we did with Kane Mosley too. And
yeah,
and
I appreciate that.
You know, I would have never have thought, Maureen, that you would come on this show, because yeah, we say it's a sports show, but if you've ever listened to it, there's a little bit of sports and a whole lot of fuckery.
But you know what? That's what, Brian, I did it the last time I did it. We talked. I was on for like hours, man. We were going on and on and on. We were just, you know, BSing. But that's cool though. I don't mind the talk. I don't mind that stuff. I mean, crap. I'm an athlete and I love talking about sports, and I'll talk about anything. You know, I can talk about anything. But you know, I loved coming on, and we talked about movies. We were talking about $1 Million Baby. We were talking about other stuff. I mean, you know, you get into it, and it's fun. Why not? It's
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. We have a lot of. We did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because I always see you doing your radio interviews there, and I believe it's L.A. And I'm like, look at this. She could do her own show. I swear, ladies and gentlemen, the Maureen Shea.
You know,
show.
I'm working on that. I'm working on a podcast. I am working.
Good. Yeah.
You know, we're working on it. I got some ideas. You know, I've been contacted by some. It's just like, I mean, you know, I don't want to wear too many hats, because right now I have a lot of projects that I'm working on right now, a couple projects, and I'm trying to, like, focus, like, the business side, because I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I have an entrepreneur mind, and just I know I can do anything. And I have tons of people good people around me, so I've got, I'll be excited to announce it when it's there, but we're in the beginning stages of it, of what I'm working on, a big project right now with my coach, actually, and some investors, and so... It's just like, man, you just got to – the ball's just started to get rolling, and I'm excited about it. But, yeah, I mean, that's another project. That's another thing. The podcast,
nice.
I mean, I can totally do it.
Yes. Oh, well, Maureen,
here
I
am searching here I am searching Instagram.
Are you looking
I'm ready
for
to see this.
I am.
Did you find it?
I had to actually reinstall it onto my phone. I forgot I took it off, like, forever ago. So
oh,
I'm actually
funny.
Pulling.
Oh, me. Well, Mo, it is always awesome to have you on. You know the number. You can call in any time.
I found
Thank you.
And we will let you get back to training and doing whatever a champ does first thing in the morning. And it's a pleasure talking with you again.
Thank you. Thank you so
Most
much.
Definitely.
Did you find it, Brian? I just texted
you.
Yeah,
I did. I did find it. I found it. this is great. Oh, I am. I'm sending it.
Isn't
this
it?
Is
do
awesome.
I look like I told you it's hysterical, isn't it? I could not stop when I looked at it, and Coach said, Maureen, you look like we're trying to kidnap you. Look at you. And I was hysterical laughing. Like,
you do.
Had, like,
you got like.
Ball in my mouth or something.
You got like the massive hoodie, the bandana, and the glasses. You look like you were just told, shut up, don't say nothing.
Yeah. And they're smiling, like, hey, look what we got. Oh,
that's what
man.
I'm saying. They're smiling. It's like there's no smile from you or nothing. You're just like,
no, but they didn't,
you do
they
not
didn't
look
know
happy.
That I was gonna make, they didn't know that I was going to make that face. So when I took the picture, they look all happy. And I sent it to my other coach, Cecilio. He's like, smile. But then if you scroll to the left, you'll see my smiling picture, and you'll see Coach puts his fingers, he gives me horns. You know, he gave me rabbit ears behind my head. Like, we have fun. We're just playing around.
That's awesome.
People don't know.
They don't know.
They have no idea. We just laugh.
I just sent that picture to Farmer, so he should have it here
Farmer.
In a minute.
You're going to love it.
that right there. It's like almost
you see
typical
it?
You, though. It's crazy. It's like, come with me, little lady, because we're just going to, you know, yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's the many sides of me. People are like, oh, my God.
Yes.
And then it's funny, the young girl that I took the picture with, she's like, she saw our picture of me yesterday because I spoke at a bodybuilding event. And she was like, you look so different. I'm like, there's so many different, like, I have different looks. Between my hair changing, between – it's my personality, though. You know, I'm just – I go with how I feel, you know. And, you know, I wear whatever I want. Like, sometimes I'll look – like, oh, then one girl thought, she's like – when I told her how old I was, she's like, oh, my God, I thought you were 26. I'm like, I'll take it. I'm like, all right, cool. You know,
But does that look like a 26-year-old? I'm like, okay, you know, not a 36-year-old. But I'm like, whatever. You know, it's just a number.
Anyone next to those two gentlemen would definitely look younger than what they are, because those are two huge men, right? I almost called them boys. Those are two huge men that would make anybody look small.
I got another one. I know. I wish that the listeners could see the picture. I'm gonna send. Hold on. I gotta show you this other one because you're gonna love this, Brian. You guys are gonna love this one. Hold on, let me get it because it's So this is my teammate, and you're gonna freaking trip.
Can we post that picture, Mo?
Yeah.
Can we post that picture on Morning Cup of Sports?
Yeah, I sent both of them, so people that are listening can check them out. There's two of them.
All right, wait. I have to ask, you know, we're friends and all, but, you know, I'm just not going to post something that, you know, isn't out there already. Well, it is, but, you know, it's me. I'm that nice guy, I guess.
No, I appreciate that. That's very respectful. Yeah, you can post it. Did you get
the
other one here, Brian?
The size difference. Yes. Oh, this is great. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm sending it. I am definitely sending it. This is awesome.
You know, B, how do you like this, though? I've known Mo for, I don't know, umpteen years now, and I'm still second fiddle. You know, it's crazy here. I'm like, come on.
I know.
Like,
do I have your number?
No, you don't.
Oh, well, send it to me. Or, Brian, give him my number. Not now, obviously.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, see, Mo.
Man, our listeners got real excited. They was like, oh, they're going to put it out there.
Right. You know, now it's like, that dude would make anyone look small. And then there's you. Now, I can see, Mo, if you have that picture on, like, Plenty of Fish or, you know, or any dating site. I don't think there would be a single man out there that'd be like, yeah, I want to tackle this. No, I'm gonna do a hard pass on this one.
Oh,
so that's
most
why I'm
definitely.
Single, huh? That's what's happening. You know what's funny? I have. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy because people see that. Like people do see that, and then they get my personality. And I'm a New Yorker, so you know that I'm straightforward. I'm real, like, you know, direct. And people are just like, whoa. You know, and I'm like, man, come on. It's going to take a very special man to appreciate me. But it's fun, you know. But they're like, but I'm not. And it's crazy because I'm so not. I mean, I'm very passionate, you know, but I'm not, like, I don't like to fight. I'm not, I mean, feisty. Well, if I don't agree with you, I'm going to tell you I don't agree with you, but I respect you, you know.
Right.
Like. You know, I'm not like, but I mean, if somebody says like, oh, well, you got to do this. I am not somebody to be told what to do. If you want to give me some advice, I will welcome the advice, but I'm not going to, doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to do it. But I'm also not like too stubborn to consider other people's opinions if I respect them, you know, like I'm like,
right.
I think I'm pretty simple.
Hey, B, I can see it now. Maureen Shea and her boyfriend, when she gets one, gets into you're going to do it this way. Or, no, you're going to do it this way. She'll be like, nah, we're going to step in the ring, and whoever gets knocked out is winning. I can see it already.
I mean,
they
can settle this.
Maybe
you need to be with a boxer. I'm like, I don't need to be with a boxer. Like, people try to say, like, what kind of guy would you – I'm like, you know what? The guy God creates for me, I don't know. You know, it doesn't have to be a boxer. It doesn't have to be a – you know, it doesn't have to be an athlete. Just somebody that's got a passionate drive and – a respect for what I do, so I can respect. I mean, it's pretty simple,
yeah.
I think. But then
so
I can't show them
the
pictures. Is that what you're saying?
The Morning Cup of Sports is now the official Maureen Shea Dating Center. So, all you applicable men, we don't need any married men. No.
No,
we don't
no.
need any drama men.
I'll be partying with them, yeah.
Right. So, if you want a chance to win a date with Maureen Shea, send all your applications here to your Morning Cup of Sports. Send it to radioafs@hotmail.com, and we will sort through them. We will do the phone calls live here on the air to screen you. And if you pass the test, well, then you'll go on to Maureen Shea.
Right.
That's awesome.
like Farmer said, nobody married. And if you wear a man bun or skinny jeans, then you are not a man and do not call
right.
in.
Yeah,
man
I'm
buns
not,
and skinny
yeah,
jeans
you know,
are off the table.
Yeah, I'm not really into that. I don't know. It'd probably be a personality. The facial hair, like a lot of it, like too much. I don't know. The personality would have to be phenomenal.
Remember, it is No Shave November.
I
Maybe
know.
If you do
well,
get
that's
a good,
different.
Healthy beard, hold off till December and then get back with us.
Okay. That's great.
Hey, B, hold on, B. Farmer is in the mobile command center, and you know what happens.
Let's do
in the
it.
Mobile command center. I don't know how long it's going to be here in front of me. We have
go ahead.
Black Forest. This is. I feel dirty already saying this, but we got Black Forest Hardwood Incorporated. They install, they sand the blackwood, they finish the blackwood. They are dedicated to exceptional craftsmanship. Their phone number for anyone out there that needs some blackwood. Oh my God. 509-328-5700. If you need some blackwood, forest hardwood, they install, they sand, and they finish, and they have exceptional craftsmanship.
What
I was waiting for
use
to be
black wood for? I'm just
well,
curious. You're
I don't
funny.
Know.
I heard Jerry saying this.
Yep, that's
well,
my
now she's like, you guys are funny. She wasn't here with us last week.
No, she wasn't. We had the American shitter. I was driving behind a porta potty that was called the American porta potty. So I took it upon myself to call it the American shitter. So if you're an American, you got to shit in the American shitter.
Oh, it's the only way. It's the only way to do it.
It is. Blackwood, if you need some blackwood, that they're awesome, they're handy with their craft, call them at 509-328-5700 and tell them you want some blackwood. Oh, boy.
That's great.
Well, we try to keep things interesting here and informative.
You
interesting and informative.
You guys definitely do. That's important.
That
I'm
was
all
a great
that.
Segue from
that.
From the Maureen Shea dating site to Blackwood. Never mind.
What I was
and American shitters, where if you've got a shit freedom, damn it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't pass this one up. It's like right here in front of me. And you know,
We totally asked for it.
Well, no, you didn't. I could have let this one go, but who can let go Blackwood? I just couldn't. It was there. It was like, hey, it's Farmer.
Oh, man.
Oh, so anyway.
Well, again, Mo, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Blackwood, thank you also. So does American Shitters. American Shitters,
thank you. I appreciate that.
And B. Evans will send me over your number so we can be in contact.
Sounds good, Farmer. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much, guys.
All right,
really
girl.
Awesome. Thank
you.
Yeah, thanks for
Take
calling
care.
In.
Bye.
No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, B. That wasn't the greatest segue into the mobile command center free promotion, was it?
No.
Yeah. I didn't think that.
Not at all.
You want to give Blackwood a call?
Well, yes. Why not? Let's do it. What is that number, right. Farmer?
509.
Hold on.
5700 for Black Forest Hardwood. Or Blackwood.
You said 509-328-5700?
57, honey.
All righty.
Tell them that I saw them. This is you.
You have reached Black Forest Hardwood Floors. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please leave a brief message, and we will return your call on our next business day. If you have an urgent...
I got this one, B. I got this one. No, I got this one.
At 951-6001. Thank you for calling Black Forest Hardwood Floors.
You are very welcome, and we want to thank you from RadioAFS.com, your morning cup of sports, for having your Blackwood Forest advertisement here in front of my mobile command center. And I am Farmer, one of the hosts here on your morning cup of sports, and we want to promote you here on Radio AFS and also the morning cup of sports. So give us a call tomorrow, 646-7, and you can talk about your Blackwood and how handy you are at your craft. Goodbye.
I love it. That was great.
So this guy here is an overachiever because he's out past 9.
He is.
Right.
People trying to do too much.
I know. Well, B, you know what time it is. We had an
it
awesome
is.
Show. Maureen Shea is phenomenal. She gets our funny joke. If you're trying to date a professional two-time world champion, that's right, two-time world champion boxer, you got to go through Farmer and B. Evans and send us those resumes. Your interview will be live here on Morning Cup of Sports. And
just keep in mind, she will knock you out if you try to mess with her.
Oh, no. Got it.
Perfectly
no,
capable.
You got to do it right. She will knock you the fuck out.
Well,
and
I was.
We are your cream. We are your sugar. B, what time is it?
It is way too late for this shit.
Man, and I couldn't agree more with you, but it is way too early for this shit. And here is your Radio AFS Morning Cup of Sports.